Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tim Andreessen of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Back with Tim in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb. A proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the CME Group have been working together. Some other groups have joined in at the same time, trying to address the cattle market volatility issues. Lots of concerns about the value of the live cattle, and especially the feeder cattle futures going forward by the cattle industry. CME Group's Managing Director for Agricultural Products, Tim Andreessen, provides an update on the exchange's progress from their perspective, starting first with changes the CME Group has made to its cattle contracts.
Well, back in 2016, we formed a working group with the NCBA to better understand some of the issues facing the cattle industry. Then and now, we've worked closely with cattle industry groups, CFTC, and customers to refine futures contracts and really, you know, do a better job of supporting the risk management needs of the beef producer. Out of that, we've made a number of changes to the live cattle futures contract designed to do two things. First, enhance our markets, and second, ensure they more accurately reflect the cash market values. These include implementing a messaging efficiency program, reducing livestock trading hours, modifying delivery rules to allow for greater capacity, and revising quality and grading specs. As a result, we think that our contracts are more effective hedging tools for the cattle industry now.
Andreessen believes that the delivery capacity has improved, and he explains how.
Weekly live cattle delivery capacity has grown by 6% from last year after we added four new delivery locations. We added locations at Dalhart, Texas, Kearney, Lexington, and West Point, Nebraska. We also made a rules change that increased delivery capacity on the last trading day of the contract month by over 150%. We think these things will significantly reduce any chance for congestion that could adversely affect price discovery.
And Tim Andreessen says that the cattle industry is providing some positive feedback regarding the changes, saying some good things are happening.
The feedback we've gotten from the industry is that these changes are working to more closely align futures with cash market values, which is making our futures contract a more viable hedging tool. That said, this is an ongoing process, and we plan to be in it for the long haul. The working group is just one example of CME's long history of working with commercial hedgers, adapting to ag industry changes, and, when necessary, modifying contract specs. We've ensured the working group continues to represent a broad cross-section of the cattle industry.
And Tim Andreessen says that the CME Group will continue to work with NCBA and others to make sure cattle futures are working for cattlemen.
We value our relationship with the industry organizations, cattle producers, and the broader beef industry. And, you know, we'll continue to seek their feedback and engagement in our markets as we look at potential changes.
Tim Andreessen with the CME Group.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus fall bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.